Bobby McFerrin is a father of two sons, one of whom is named Taylor.
That's correct.
The other is named
Javon.
And a daughter,
Madison.
And they're all musical as well.
Right.
You certainly know Bobby McFerrin from his song Don't Worry, Be Happy,
the
gigantic global hit of 1988. During the past 14 years, he's created an entire musical world for himself. He's conducted orchestras, including his own vocal group called the Voicestra. He's recorded with Yo-Yo Ma, and he's continued to improvise solo vocal music across all genres. Bobby McFerrin's newest album is called Beyond Words. Bobby, this is Father's Day weekend. You had a father.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Well, when I was growing up, I didn't see my dad that much. His career was really beginning to take off. You know, he was singing. He was one of the few sort of recognized African-American opera singers. And when I was about five, he made his debut with the Metropolitan Opera. And then his career started to take off. So as an artist, he was absolutely phenomenal. He was a fantastic teacher. I've never seen a teacher that I thought was as passionate and strict. He was very strict.
With you or with his students?
With his students, with his students. Oh, he was very strict with us kids, too. He could be very, very stern.
You actually collaborated with your father on a piece of music in 1990.
That would be
Discipline.
Right, Discipline. My father had a stroke in 80, I think it was 87, 88. And I remember the session very well because he'd learn a line and then he would forget it. So we had to sort of, you know, keep doing the same line over and over and over and over again. I think we took about 4 hours to do it. But it was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to have his voice. His voice on my album.
Enough, you feeble hearts. Enough, you wicked knees. Fix your mind on things above, above where he is king. Above where he is king. Bring up your wicked knees. Set your heart on things above, above where we will be, above where we will be.
All those who have been trained by it know discipline's even pleasant at the time, but painful. Know discipline's even pleasant at the time, but painful.
That was Robert McFerrin Sr. and Bobby McFerrin Jr. singing together on Discipline. I assume it was no accident that you chose to sing with your stern, classical father a song called Discipline?
I don't really know. I don't remember what the thought process was for having him do it. I think that at the time, I might have been thinking, you know, he hasn't been singing that much. He hasn't had the opportunity to do a lot of singing since his stroke, and I wanted to, before he was gathered to his people, you know, before he died, and wanted to make sure that we had a chance to do some work together.
What did he think of the music you make?
He liked it. He liked it very much. He couldn't understand how I did what I did, but
technically? Or?
Technically, right. Yeah, he couldn't quite grasp it. As a matter of fact, I was just reminded of a time that we actually did a concert together in Germany, in Berlin, but I don't remember the year. It was in the early 80s, and we did, one of the pieces that we did was the Bach Gounod Ave Maria, and I sang the Bach part, and he sang the Ave Maria, and I remember that we had to practice it over and over and over again, only because he wanted to make sure that he heard what I was singing, you know, because on piano, it's, you know, you just sort of used to that sound, you know. But having my, you know, the Bach part sung was unusual for him. And so But then that's true to form, because my father rehearsed a lot. He sang a lot, you know. He was very studious that way.
You've collaborated with your own son Taylor on your latest record.
Yeah,
he's in college, or
right, New School University, and in New York City.
He plays the beatbox on a song called Taylor Made.
Right,
can we listen to that?
Sure,
let's do.
Sure.
Can you explain to us in that piece of music what the different tracks we're hearing are?
Well, Taylor is doing all the vocal percussion, you know, the see, I can't do it. whatever it was he was doing, you know, I don't quite have the same kind of technique. So he's doing all the vocal percussion, and then there's, you know, I've got some vocal tracks that I added on, and then the band is playing Chick Corea and Richard Bona and Omar Hakim.
It must be chastening to have a son who can do something musically that you can't really quite do.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, every generation, they're supposed to take what you do, you know, as a foundation and build on it. I mean, that's the order of things. I think it goes way, way back, because I know that the music that I do is generations, times generations old. You know, because I'm convinced that that all of our brains have sort of these memories that we can't even tap into unless we somehow access them through one way or another. I think I do through improvisation. You know, I sort of go to this place. Because we're all made up out of the memories of our ancestors. You know, I'm made up out of the memory of my father, which is, he was created out of the memory of his father, and so on and so on. So there must be this lineage of thinking and thoughts and all that sort of like are in here, you know. And I think that we can, all of us, have access to them if we find how to do it. You know, and usually artists, I think, are very, very good at doing that, because a lot of what they do is sort of from a part of their brain that they call upon for the muse to express themselves, to, you know, just to come out, you know, and that's what happens.